Thanks again, Christine. Now we've come to our last set of news. A small Norwich brewery wins a national award, a falling tree at Thorpe St Andrew causes damage, and in the predicted hot weather, you will not be able to enjoy the splashing fountain at Eaton Park, which is out of action.
A brewery, which started life on a kitchen table in Norwich, has won a gold award at the Great British Beer Festival. The Golden Triangle Brewery saw off competition from hundreds of competitors to triumph in the Golden Ales category with its Mosaic City. Brewery founder Kevin Tweedy from Norwich was overjoyed with the brewery's latest accolade. He said, "We were very surprised and absolutely delighted to win this fantastic award." His local, the Beehive Pub on Leopold Road, was the first to stock his award-winning beer and over the past 6 years has earned a reputation as one of the best brewers in the region. "We brewed our first commercial beer, City Gold, on May the 10th, 2011, and the first pint was served at the Beehive," he said. The London event, run by Camra, is Britain's largest beer festival, welcoming over 50,000 beer buffs each year, and has built a strong reputation over its 39-year history. Brewers from across the nations battle it out in a number of categories, including best bitter, specialty, and stouts. Each beer is judged by Camra's regional tasting panel, with the winners being put to a vote by members.
A council said it gave permission for work to be carried out on a tree just 2 days before it crashed into two homes near the city. Two children were left with minor injuries after the oak tree fell onto the properties on Hansel Road in Thorpe St Andrew. It smashed the extension of one house and damaged the guttering and garden of another. Terry Phillips was in the back garden with his grandchildren when the tree came crashing down. He said he had made numerous complaints about the state of the trees along the loke, which is between Hansel Road and South Hill Road. But Broadland District Council said it only received an application for work on that particular tree at the end of last month. A spokesperson explained, "We received a tree work application from the owner on Friday, July the 29th, and that was granted on Monday the 1st of August. We understand a contractor was appointed by the tree owner and they had gone to get a cherry picker, which was booked in for this week. It was one of 1,200 trees in Broadland given a tree protection order, known as a TPO, as it was said to contribute to the character of the landscape. The TPO requires any owner to seek permission from the local authority before work can be carried out. Two children suffered cuts and scratches from shattered glass caused by the fallen tree."
A popular fountain in a city park will be out of action all summer. And with costly repairs needed, it is not clear when the Eaton Park fountain will be working again. The domed mosaic fountain is in the Rose Garden and was transformed as part of a 1.6 million park revamp in 2003 and turned into a colourful art installation. It was not designed to be played on, but young children often find it hard to resist a splash around. Families visiting the park this summer have been left disappointed. Roger Ryan, Norwich City Council Cabinet Member for Parks and Open Spaces, said there have been problems with the fountain's pumps. He said repairs were more complicated than thought, so the fountain would not be working this summer. He said the long-term solution would be costly, and the council was working with Friends of Eaton Park to explore how it might be funded.
A group of Norwich school pupils are performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this week. The school said the two shows, The Producers and The Elevator, have been received with great enthusiasm by sell-out audiences.
Only one person was officially recorded as injured by a mortarboard at UEA in the 5 years before it controversially stopped students throwing them in the air for post-graduation group photos. The ban, ahead of last month's graduation ceremonies, saw the university branded the Crackpot Campus in the Times and was later reversed by being met by national ridicule. The university has originally said the restriction was put in place because of a number of injuries over recent years to graduates hurt by falling mortarboards, and in particular a student being taken to A&E last year after a hat cut their cheek. However, a Freedom of Information request has revealed the UEA only recorded one mortarboard-related injury in 2011-2015. That injury, in 2014, was described as one student continued to look forward after they had thrown their hat against instructions and was hit on the nose by a mortarboard, resulting in a small cut and a nosebleed.
Youngsters were on the crest of a wave during a day of pirate-themed action at Castle Mall Shopping Centre. Children made pirate hats, masks and telescopes in a free craft workshop run by the centre to entertain families during the summer holidays. Comedy pirates Horatio Swash and Molly Buckle entertained shoppers and children with nautical nonsense. There were sing-alongs and the chance to learn the jig. Meanwhile, nautical Nancy cut quite a dash, walking around the mall in a blue ripple dress and headdress. Children also enjoyed a treasure hunt to find hidden inflatable parrots in shop windows. Castle Mall manager Amanda Phillips said, "It was a fantastic day, full of fun. Our comedy pirates were great and thoroughly entertained shoppers of all ages. It was lovely to see so many children making wonderful hats and telescopes."
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. We hope you also enjoy this month's Norfolk magazine, which you will find on the second memory stick in this week's wallet. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk, all lowercase. Your readers on part two were
Marianne Penn
and Chris Gillam. So now we'll say goodbye for this week.